Welcome to 10 Minutes of Commercial-Free Current Events. I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. Hope your Tuesday's going well. Today's show starts with a dramatic rescue out of Iraq. ISIS, or Islamic State, is the name of a brutal terrorist group that's fighting for control of Iraq. It's been murdering civilians who don't practice ISIS's strict interpretation of Islam. That includes the Yazidis, a group whose religion is older than Islam. ISIS trapped tens of thousands of Yazidis on Mount Sinjar in northwestern Iraq. Conditions are so bad for these civilians that about 20,000 of them fled to Syria, a country currently at civil war. A CNN reporter was aboard a helicopter delivering supplies, diapers, food, shoes. When the aircraft landed, a desperate group of people pushed children, the injured, the elderly, about 20 in all, aboard the chopper for rescue. Despite being shot at by ISIS fighters on these flights, Iraqi forces have been able to rescue about 100 to 150 people a day like this. But dozens of Yazidis have died on this mountain. They're facing hunger, thirst, and extreme temperatures. I mentioned yesterday that so much had happened over the summer. Another nation in conflict is Ukraine. On one side, there's the relatively new Ukrainian government. Its president was elected in May, a couple months after Ukraine's previous leader was forced out. The new government has allied itself and signed a trade deal with the European Union. It also has the support of the United States. On the other side, separatists who want Ukraine to have closer ties with Russia. They're fighting for control of areas in eastern Ukraine. And the U.S. accuses Russia of helping these rebels. It has increased sanctions, economic punishments on Russia for its alleged role in Ukraine. As the fighting between Ukrainian forces and separatists flared over the summer, a Malaysia Airlines plane, Flight MH17, was apparently shot down as it flew over eastern Ukraine. All 298 people aboard were killed.